Dublin in a rainstorm. On a dark day dominated by news of reports and reviews of failures to protect children in need and Katie McCabe's tears at Ireland's exit from the World Cup, the shock in the early evening of learning of the loss of Sinead O'Connor, one of the most well-known voices and faces of Ireland spanning five decades, a superstar, adored, with a roller coaster of a life. The multi-award-winning artist and activist was 56. Police in London say she was found unresponsive at her home yesterday morning and pronounced dead at the scene. Her death is not being treated as suspicious. We'll hear from London shortly. We'll also hear from those who knew her well, who worked with her and studied her influence, and hear some of her music. First, our reporter Laura Whelan has been to Bray in County Wicklow, home to Sinead O'Connor for many years.
Do you remember that sunny day?
I loved her voice. It was so haunting. Just the depth she used to bring me down to, the feelings in my soul. It was just gorgeous. I just can't believe it. Oh my God, the poor pet. She's with her son. Yeah, she lived over here, didn't she? We used to pass it all right and see her, you know. But I loved her. She was always out there speaking about what was going on and all, you know.
Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing anyway.
Well, she meant a lot to for the women that brought the women on for their recognition of their voice and all. And she had a beautiful voice, you know, she really had. And she was unique, you know, in the songs she sang. She had no barriers.
And we're here, you're just out of the water here on Bray Beach. It's a beautiful morning here, and Bray was somewhere that she loved and made her home for very many years.
Yeah, she was along the promenade here. She was very prominent along, you know, a lot of people. She's very friendly, very approachable. And she was always around, you know, there was no airs and graces about her. She'd always get in with the crack and all that, you know.
I was so sad when I heard the news about Sinead's death yesterday evening. She was a lovely, lovely person. I adored her. I actually have a business in Bray, a fashion business, and she came regularly to my business. Was the nicest person, always so polite, gentle soul, and I adored her music. She was very down to earth, but I also think she was an absolute superstar, and some people mightn't have even realised how popular she was and how much of a superstar she was, but my goodness, her music will live on forever. It's just amazing.
We're absolutely just rocked at the news, honestly. You were mentioning a beautiful piece she did recently that you were listening to.
Yeah, Scarlet Ribbons. It was absolutely stunning and it was just beautiful.
If I live to be
talking last night as well about the statement of having no hair, you know, the really short hair, which was totally at odds with, you know, that kind of permed look. So she was brave and she was articulate, and I think she was ahead of her time in how she positioned some of the, obviously what we learned about afterwards, the challenges with the church. I mean, I did see her around Bray a few times, and I have to say she did look lost, you know. So she did have a troubled life for sure, and you know, there were times where I'm wondering, did she get the support and help that maybe she needed, you know. So that was very sad.
I'm Councillor Erica Doyle and I sit on Bray Municipal District Council and Wicklow County Council. I have requested that Wicklow County Council open a book of condolence so the people of Bray and Wicklow can express their sympathies to Sinead's family. She was embraced by the people of Bray. I know some of her family are still living here. She lived a fairly low-key life here in Bray. People kind of took care of her. They noticed her all right, but they took care of her. And I think she had some of her happiest times here. I know we used to see her with her young children. I think motherhood was where Sinead's heart was always at. And we'll miss her. We'll miss her dearly. I mean, with Sinead, it started and it ended with her voice. We always came back to her voice, just the purity and the intention of her voice. But there was so much more there.